This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers, and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Keeping our community informed. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the conch. Each and every week, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers come in and have a bit of a chat in the studio. We do have Scotty Davis. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
And also, we do have Joe Baird from the Crime Stoppers.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What are we kicking off with, Scotty?
Well, you mentioned to us the idea of this bank teller who was chasing the robber in Seattle and was running down the street after the bank had been robbed and the actions that he took from there.
Yes, that's right. Apparently, it's policy. If you are in a bank in Seattle, I'm not sure if it's like that here in Melbourne, so I don't know whether you know yourself. But if a robber comes in and demands anything, you are to comply to the robber and do everything you possibly can.
Certainly the advice that we would be giving to businesses here from Victoria Police would be that that would be the best option.
Right. Certainly. In this case, though, instinct took over and he ended up throwing the man's bag on the floor and asking to see his gun.
He's chased him several blocks before knocking him to the ground.
Yeah, and then holding him there until the police come.
Correct.
And it's been reported that he's actually lost his job because of that.
Mm.
And I thought, well, what happens here in Melbourne? I mean, I'd be pretty annoyed if I saved someone from doing something and then was told I no longer had a job.
I suppose the thing about this is that we wouldn't, especially as police, we wouldn't be encouraging people to act in these sort of circumstances. For us, it's much better that we have a good witness than somebody who might get injured trying to deal with this sort of situation. So we'd much prefer people to stand back, get lots of good information about what the person looks like, the direction they travelled, any cars they got into, registration numbers, what sort of weapons they were carrying, what they were wearing. That's all much, much more important for us, and then we can follow through with the investigation, than it is for somebody to hold him there and place themselves or other people at risk with this guy trying to flee. So that's the advice we would be giving people, and we would be encouraging businesses, as we do, that that's the most appropriate action. Be a good witness. Don't intervene.
Also in the report it states there, because the money is insured, that's why they have one of these policies. My point of view in reading that, that surely that may or may not encourage people to rob a bank.
And that's where you get to other situations where you put in place protection to prevent thefts and robberies from occurring. So that's why banks have installed security screens and cameras and all sorts of things to be able to prevent the robbery from occurring in the first instance. Yeah.
Mm. So what about citizens' arrests then? Because you can make a citizen's arrest, can't you?
The arrest power that's given under the Crimes Act is the same as is given to police, and that talks about fines committing. So it's Section 458 of the Crimes Act. There we go. There's my policing. I've got been paid for to learn all that sort of stuff, which talks about that you have to find a person committing the crime to be able to arrest them, and then you are in a position to be able to hold them to ensure that they appear before a court of competent jurisdiction. So that's the I'm going to arrest you, I'm going to hold you until the police arrive. But the thing that has to happen there is you have to find them committing the offence, so you have to see them committing the offence. If you don't, you can't make an arrest. There isn't an additional arrest power for police in circumstances where it's a serious offence, and we can arrest when we haven't seen the offence be committed, such as thefts, robberies, rapes, those sorts of things, the serious ones. But citizen's arrest is really the same thing, that the arrest power that police have if they find them committing. But once again, we wouldn't be encouraging people to intervene. We would much prefer them to be a good witness than to intervene.
We can also get help from the community, Paul, if someone's caught on CCTV or security footage. We can put it out there through Crime Stoppers.
That's right.
There you go. That's my two cents.
Okay, cool.
You can help identify the person.
Anything else on that, Scotty?
No, I don't think so. I think I've educated the community enough about Section 458 of the Crimes Act.
So basically, your message is let the crime be committed and then be a good witness.
Be a good witness. That's right.
Scotty Davis, till next week.
Till next week.
And Joe, we'll see you at the end of the month.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Joy 94.9.
If
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.